Yes, good morning to you all. This is Brother Wilmer Kaufman again here with the Morning Devotional. I greet you in the name of Jesus. the tongue speaketh life and or death. The power of the spoken blessing or the power of the spoken word. I'd like to speak on that a little bit more here this morning. In Galatians 4:6, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. I think it was yesterday when I mentioned Numbers 6, verse 24 to 26. I'd like to read that blessing this morning again. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious upon thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. It's a beautiful, beautiful blessing. It's a very beautiful foundation for blessing someone and blessing those in need, blessing those that we pray for. And talked about it yesterday, how a blessing like this, someone laying their hands on your shoulders and praying this blessing upon you, how would that make you feel? How would that make me feel? It's not, you know, for some of us that are not used to this type of speaking or this type of blessing people, it can be a little bit a challenge to get started. But I do believe as we exercise in this, we will grow in speaking blessings. Faith is a little like I've come to see that faith is something that must be exercised. Unless it is exercised, it will not be strengthened. That's how it is with speaking blessings. It must be exercised to be strengthened in our lives. There is no greater blessing than to be blessed by the one that all blessings flow. And in this blessing, it three times in a row, there's a blessing with the Lord's name in it. The Lord bless thee is a blessing in itself. And then it goes on to say, and keep thee. So it's a blessing. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. Then Numbers 6:25 is, the Lord make his face shine upon thee, another blessing, and be gracious unto thee. to have the Lord's face shine upon us, and have that warmth from our Lord, and then also to experience his grace towards us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. It's a triple blessing. And as we memorize and exercise this blessing here in Numbers 20, Numbers 6, 24 to 26, it can become the foundation of how we bless people. Not that it necessarily needs to be a certain formula or certain words to bless someone, but it can become the foundation of blessing. Make the decision to memorize these verses immediately and have them written on your heart for the rest of your life as a guiding framework for speaking blessings to others. Who has God brought to mind as you've explored this priestly blessing? Is there someone you know who needs protection because of fragrant exposure to spiritual opposition? Do you know someone feeling burdened who needs to know God's smile and grace? Is there someone restless and troubled who needs the Lord's peace? Pray for them now and be ready to speak blessings into their lives when you can. You may find it especially helpful to write down the word of blessing ahead of time. This is an excellent practice. I think that is all for this morning. This is something for us to ponder and a challenge for us to get started with you. And I'll just close by reading the blessing again out of Numbers 6, 24 to 26. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.